Chapter 10. Location: The Angel Realm Interview.
"Come in, Nimbus," Michael said with shining blue eyes. "You must be very tired with such a challenge."
"Challenge? It was a full-blown failure."
"How can it be a failure with Esmeralda winning the scholarship and believing in us even more? Not to mention the Cloud Helpers."
"She won?" Nimbus perked up.
"Let me play back her speech when she accepted the award."
Nimbus listened to the recording and was thunderstruck.
"So how does it feel to be an official angel's aide?" Michael said.
"Me? Wait, what about the mess I made on the third floor and all that artwork ruined?"
"Yeah, that took some cleaning up, but don't be too hard on yourself. All the good artwork was already entered in the contest, and one can never do enough color wheels to understand the relationship of color."
Michael sat down at his desk.
"Esmeralda came up with a brilliant idea of gluing the old shriveled-up color wheels to sticks, and then she made them into pinwheel centerpieces for the donor appreciation banquet."
"She's amazing," Nimbus said, beaming. "But what about the old tree?"
"The old maple tree moved on. His days were numbered anyway. You split him so cleanly that a nice bench was carved out by the woodworking art students."
"Oh, glad to hear that."
"All's well that ends well. However, the school and the fire department were a bit miffed about the sprinkling system they couldn't find. They are giving us credit and raised enough money for their miracle fund to install a new one."
"You mean at the donor appreciation banquet, right?"
"Right."
"And is Esmeralda happy?"
"Very happy," Michael said and got up from his desk. "So, are you ready for the next assignment, or do you need to take some time off and do whatever clouds do?"
"No, I'm very ready."
"Good."
Michael pulled a sheet of paper out of thin air. He scanned the paper, then looked at Nimbus. With a long silence, Nimbus was beginning to think he changed his mind.
"Yes, I think you could handle this," Michael finally said. "Her name is Taylor Brown. She is 9 years old and still can't read."
"Am I supposed to teach her how to read?" Nimbus asked, deflated.
"You are supposed to be her friend and see what you can do to encourage her. She is a very determined and creative little girl. I think you will have fun with her, especially with her flair for the supernatural."
"What do you mean?"
"She has taught herself the tarot and has found some tarot angel cards at the Goodwill store." Michael showed the information to Nimbus. "I find her to be quite intuitive with this area in particular. Take note of that."
"Oh, yes, of course." Nimbus scanned the paper, studied the address, and was suddenly excited to go back to Colorado and get started.